Representatives from across the circumpolar north are meeting this week in Fairbanks for the Arctic Energy Summit. The meeting, which last happened in 2013 in Iceland, has drawn representatives from countries including Canada, Russia, Iceland, Finland, and Norway. This week's announcement from Shell that it would abandon Arctic offshore drilling has hovered at the edge of the proceedings. Organizer Nils Andreasen of the Institute of the North asked for a moment of silence Monday morning to recognize the complexities of operating in the region. But he says it doesn't change a basic reality.
This is still the decade of the Arctic. Whether Shell is here or not, I think you had President Obama in the state for a reason, and an attention to the Arctic by the U.S. that we've never seen before. And I don't think that's going away.
The conference has brought together representatives from major oil and gas producers like Shell and ExxonMobil, along with those exploring wind, solar, hydro, and geothermal energy in the region. Andreasen says in the Arctic, fossil fuels and renewables aren't in competition. Instead, they're often interdependent as states, countries, and companies use revenue from oil and gas to invest in alternative energy.
That's the model in the Arctic, is taking a non-renewable resource and turning it into renewable.
One place many at the conference would like to see that kind of investment is in remote communities that currently rely almost exclusively on diesel. Fuel prices haven't dropped in many villages, and climate change is exacerbating that old problem in new ways, says Sonny Adams, the director of alternative energy for NANA, the regional native corporation based in Kotzebue.
What happened is, because of climate change, we're not getting the normal snowfall that we used to get in the past, which means you're getting more shallow rivers. So the fuel barges can't make it up there. So we're having to fly in fuel. And whenever you're flying in fuel, it could add like $2 per gallon to the cost of fuel.
Adam says NANA is exploring the potential of everything from hydropower to biodiesel to wind farms to bring down the cost of energy in the region.